You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest wrote a new book about impeachment and the American Constitution. He'll tell us how it works, when it applies, and more. Now, after examining more than 30,000 misdemeanor cases over 7 years, a legal researcher has found that white defendants in Wisconsin are offered more favorable plea deals than African Americans. And the difference is not a small one. In fact, white defendants were more than 74% more likely than their black counterparts to have all charges that could lead to prison time dropped, dismissed, or reduced. Carlos Berdejo is a professor of law and J. Howard Zeman Fellow at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. Part of his research has focused on understanding how judges and prosecutors make decisions and exercise their discretion. Carlos, welcome to Central Time.
My pleasure.
Well, I want to start by talking about the importance of these plea deals. I think we think in the lay public about a court case ending with that big decision from the jury, the sentence from the judge. Plea deals, they are a much more common occurrence, it sounds like. Is that right?
That is true. The reality is that the vast majority of cases are adjudicated via a plea deal where the defendant and the prosecutor agree to a charge to which the defendant pleads guilty. And then the judge, based on that crime to which the defendant has pled guilty, then imposes a sentence. So the process is a little bit less dramatic and it's less public than what you would expect based on TV shows and the like.
And who has the most power to decide what kind of plea gets offered?
The prosecuting attorney has a lot of discretion when it comes to deciding which charges to file against the defendant and then whether to offer a plea agreement.
And what has past research shown about racial disparities in charges and sentencing and pleas, if there's that kind of research out there in plea bargains?
So there is some research. There's not as much as you would hope there is, and I can get to the reasons why later on. But there is some research at both at the federal and state level, and some of the research at the state level has been inconclusive, but some of it shows that there are disparities that disfavor black defendants. And at the federal level, there is also evidence that black defendants receive, for example, more severe initial charges than white defendants.
And now you studied plea deals for us here in Wisconsin. First of all, what led you to focus on Wisconsin in your research?
So Wisconsin is an interesting state to study this because you guys are very transparent. So the data, most states or the states that have data on criminal cases, they only have data on that, like, final sentencing decision made by the judge. So they'll have the crime for which the defendant was convicted, which often is the result of a plea agreement, and then the sentence that the judge imposed based on that conviction offense. But Wisconsin has data that allows you to look at not just the sentencing stage, but also the preceding stages, including the plea bargaining stage.
So we might not know from other states, you know, if I go in charge with a particular misdemeanor and my neighbor does too, we end up with different charges. That first step would have been invisible in a lot of other states. It's not here in Wisconsin. Do I have that right?
Yes. Yes, and also how you and your neighbor, those two different cases, sort of move along the system. So if your neighbor gets a charge reduction, but you do not, you could observe that in Wisconsin with the data. In other states, that whole process that precedes conviction is quite opaque.
So you studied the life cycle here, different people coming in with charges, what happened to them through the process, what pleas happened, what charges were filed. What did you see when it came to racial disparities here in Wisconsin?
So what you observe is that white defendants are more likely than black defendants to receive a charge reduction. That is, to have their initial top charge reduced through the plea bargaining process. So, yeah. And that finding is robust to including a number of controls to account for differences in the defendant prior criminal history or gender, and also type of case and severity of the crime.
Let's suppose you said you controlled for a past criminal background. African-American defendant versus a white defendant, both of them don't have a criminal record. They have not been charged before. What kind of differences, what kind of disparities did you see in how they were treated?
So a real interesting pattern is that those differences that we observe, even after controlling for a number of factors, are stronger in cases that you could think of as being low-information cases. Cases, for example, in which the defendants have no prior criminal history, no prior convictions, and also cases involving less severe offenses, such as misdemeanors or very low-level felonies.
So for more violent crimes or people with more established criminal backgrounds, there's less of a disparity? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they are more likely for offenders that have a prior criminal record or that are accused of committing a high-level felony. You see less of a disparity between black and white defendants. So most of the disparity is concentrated on those misdemeanors, low-level felonies, and cases involving defendants with no prior criminal record.
So it sounds like then that white suspect with no criminal record, they're more likely, in effect, to get a second chance. They're more likely to come out of this
exactly
with less or no punishment. Is that right?
Yeah, so what we observe is that when you look at defendants that have no prior criminal records, white defendants are more likely to get a second chance from the prosecutor than black defendants. And that finding is consistent with some theoretical models that say that race may be used subconsciously as a factor to assess the risk that a defendant poses in terms of committing future crimes or committing more serious crimes in the future.
As we wrap up, do you have thoughts on how to close this imbalance, how to treat those first-time offenders in particular more equally?
I believe that one of the big takes from this paper is the need for transparency. So if we have more information on those decisions being made by prosecutors, then prosecutors can be held accountable, both internally within the prosecutor's offices, but also externally by the courts and outside researchers. And I think that once we understand how those decisions are made, and we are able to hold prosecutors accountable, just like we hold judges accountable, then the system can be legitimized in the eyes of more people.
Carlos, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Carlos Berdejo is professor of law and J. Howard Zeman Fellow at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. He joined us to talk about racial differences in plea bargaining in Wisconsin criminal cases. Coming up, a law professor tells us about impeachment, why it was an important concept to the American founders, how it worked, and some common misconceptions. Stay with us here on Central Time.